Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
When we pray, there's a God who hears us.
Yeah.
When we pray, there's a God to answer.
Yeah.
When we pray, we prevail, we prosper.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. It's so exciting to know that there is nothing that's impossible with our God. Amen. That was a beautiful song done by Reverend Sam Oye and Transformers Worship featuring Mercy Chinwo. And the song was titled, All Things Are Possible. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 17th day in March 2024. All things are possible with God. Our opening scripture is from Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. And it says, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for life that you have given to us. We thank you for waking us up this morning into good health and sound mind. We also thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that you have sent to us today, this glorious Sunday morning. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts as we receive it with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Our theme scripture for today is not just reassuring because it came from the very lips of Jesus himself, but it is equally very storm calming because its reality has been proven by believers and skeptics alike. Indeed, all things are possible with God. The experiential knowledge of this truth is what makes the biggest difference in the lives of those who believe and those who do not. When Lazarus took ill and Mary and Martha sent words to Jesus concerning their brother's plight, Jesus did not show up until 4 days after his demise and burial. As hopeless as that situation was, Jesus did not feel perturbed in any way because he knew without any shadow of doubt that all things are possible with God. And he demonstrated this absolute possibility with God by commanding Lazarus to come out of the grave, and the corpse, which had started decomposing, walked out gracefully as though he went for a meeting in the cave grave. Hallelujah. Beloved, all things are possible with God. When 5,000 men, besides children and women, were hungry, Jesus used only 5 loaves and 2 small fishes to feed them to satisfaction, and still had 12 baskets full of leftovers to demonstrate that all things are possible with God. When he calmed the storm, walked on water, raised the dead, cleansed lepers, and gave new limbs to the maimed, he did them to show that all things are possible with God. When he filled John the Baptist with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb, while he was still in the womb of Mary, he did it to show that all things are possible with God. When he sent an angel to bring out Peter from the most fortified prison of their time, he did it to show that all things are possible with God. When he embarrassed the barrenness of age-stricken women like Sarah and Elizabeth, he did it to demonstrate that all things are possible with God. When he appeared to an erstwhile notorious persecutor on his way to Damascus and graciously saved the avowed murderer of believers, he did it to show that all things are possible with God. Beloved, is there any situation, condition, or circumstance in your life that seemed to have defied all known solutions? Please don't despair, because Jesus equally wants to show you that all things are possible with God. Therefore, no matter how difficult or humanly impossible that situation might look or sound, please take it to Jesus today, and you too will join others who have experienced this reality to affirm that indeed all things are possible with God. Please don't accept to live with any situation or condition as your imposed fate because of how long it has persisted. God will reverse that unwanted, ugly situation for you and make your joy full again if you can only believe that all things are possible with God. In fact, if you allow these words of Jesus to sink into the depths of your being through meditation, whatever presented itself as an insurmountable problem in your life will fizzle out before your very face without notice. Amen. Believe it, accept it, and declare it to the ends of the earth. All things are possible with God. Amen. Shalom. Praise God. Let us pray together, believers. You may say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me in more ways than one that all things are possible with God. I cast all my cares upon you because you know exactly what to do about my situation and condition. Please restore my health and cause my joy to be full again, because I believe that all things are possible with God. Thank you for hearing me. In Jesus' name, and the believers in Christ say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a Father-Son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out this episode is Tim Godfrey featuring IBK singing Victory. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Atamifono. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
a wretch sinner like me. Once I was blind, I was blind to see, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Let me have one declare. Amazing grace.
Oh, amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
A wretch like me.
A wretch like me.
You know, before now I was blind.
Once I was blind.
But now I see.
But now I see.
Yes.
Amazing grace.
And abortion.
How sweet that sound.
Hey, and abortion.
And
abortion.
And abortion.